You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Zinger Nation jam-packed show today.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
What's up, everybody? Let's try this again. It's Friday. We are talking earnings trade. I had one earnings trade, one stock that we added to the live portfolio for earnings. We said we're buying this thing for their earnings report. What was the symbol? No, it's not Didi. And shout out Stephen Connors, his first power hour. It was carparts.com, ticker PRTS. Carparts.com, that was the one stock that we bought into their earnings report, specifically for the earnings catalyst. Stock is up 8% today. Let's go, baby. Woo. So, all right, we're going to have a total of three earnings trades. This was the first one to report of our earnings trades. The next one is going to be Celsius, ticker CELH. That one we're hopefully going to get next week. It might be the week after. The company has not confirmed their earnings date yet. And then we'll have a third earnings trade as well. So shout out everybody. I'm not going to talk more about carparts.com right now, because we're actually going to be bringing David Carparts CEO or COO onto the stream at 12:15, about 10 minutes from now. So he's going to be joining us and giving us the full breakdown of the quarter and what's to come. Basically, the question that I'm going to have to answer as an investor, as we're talking to him, is do I still own this stock or not? Okay, we bought the stock. It was up into earnings. We got another nice little 8% run after earnings. It was 20% this morning, 8% now. Do we still hold on to the stock or do we take the money and run? So that's what we'll be talking about with David Carparts COO in just a few minutes here. And shout out to everybody who's just joining us for the first time. This is the Power Hour. This is the Trade Idea Show. Basically, on this show, we are just talking about all the live trades that we have active. We're making trades on the show. We're taking stock pitches. So guys, if you have symbols that you want us to take a look at, you want us to pull them up on the screen, do a quick little rundown, drop those tickers in the chat. Let's see what they are. And let's really get this thing going. So carparts.com, we're going to be going there in a little bit. We have to look at the auto stocks. Okay. We remember that day, 2 days ago. Let's zoom this out. This is going to be a one-year chart, daily candles, General Motors. Look at how brutal this thing is. 9% red candle on General Motors. Stock was way down on their earnings report. The one that I like and own is Ford, ticker F. Got killed with GM, rebounding a little bit. Want to talk about the Ford trade. We own the underlying stock in this. And so what I'm going to go ahead and do on Ford is I'm going to sell the 1450 calls. Okay. We've been doing this the whole way up every single month. I'm going to reach into next month and sell the $14.50 calls on Ford. Why am I doing that? I own the underlying stock. We're up on the position. Look at this chart of Ford sort of just stalking this downward channel. Let's look at SPY. SPY still at all time highs. There's no reason for me to own a loser like this. And so rather than just selling the stock outright, I'm going to sell calls against the stock position, collect that credit right away. If Ford gets a rebound and runs above 1450, I have to sell it at 1450. If not, I keep the credit. I'm still holding on to Ford because I believe in the thesis still. Thesis for this one is that EV energy is going to get going again. Think about these market cycles we've had over the past year, guys. We had COVID recovery stocks, right? That's when our Cloroxes and our Zooms were going crazy. Okay, that was in, let's call it Q2, Q3, 2020, Q4. What was the hottest thing in Q4? electric vehicles, autonomous, self-driving, energy alternatives, etc. That's what was hot in Q4. Q1, what's hot? A lot of these let's call them, fallen angels. I don't know if that's the right word to use or not. But that was our GameStops, our AMCs, etc. Now we're sort of in this lull period where nothing that's really fun or interesting or sexy is hot, right? Crypto, we had that was Q2 was crypto. We didn't talk about that one. Q2 is crypto. Nothing is really fun or hot or sexy. I think that EVs have a shot to get going again. I really do, and that's why I have exposure there in my portfolio. It's not a huge exposure. We want to see the energy flow into it, but there's always a next thing in the market. There's always a next thing that gets way outpriced, goes crazy. Everybody's in love with it, and I think EVs have that shot. I think the market is sort of in this period of searching of what that next thing is going to be. That's when our NIOs are going to get going back up to all-time highs. It's when our Teslas are going to get going again. It's when our XPengs are going to get going again. So that's why I'm still holding on to the forward position. And again, I'm selling the calls out there. Okay. That is my trade. I'm looking over to the chat. Let's see what symbols folks are dropping in there. And also let me ask you guys this, what is your beverage of choice today? It's a Friday. I'm toning it down a little bit. I'm going down to the Red Bulls. Okay. The Bang Energies, we already had a couple of those today. We're time to simmer it down, pull it back. It's Friday afternoon. We're migrating down to the Red Bulls. Some symbols out of the chat that I want to grab. Let's look at Uber. Let's look at ticker XL. And then let's also look at CGC. Let's make it those three that we're going to check out. This Uber chart is ugly. I don't like it. I don't love the Uber chart. If I had to pick to buy or sell on Uber, let's do this. Let's do three stocks, 3 minutes. We're going to rapid fire it. We're going to bring it out to the chat, guys. Let's go. Air horn on that one. Uber, you have to buy it or you have to sell it. You can't sit in the middle. Just pick a direction. Drop your chat in the vote. Uber, one if you like it, two if you don't. I'm a two. Not a fan of that one. Let's grab ticker XL. Well, Fleet, another one of those stocks that ran way up there, has come way down. XL Fleet I actually like. I don't own yet. Remember, this was a SPAC trade. We didn't even talk about SPACs. That was another super hot trend. The market is going to be looking for these next hot trend, guys. I seriously think that EV, autonomous mobility, has a chance to take the cake again. I think it's got the best shot. But XL Fleet, I like this one. Don't own it yet. Writing it down. Maybe that's one where we'll do a deep dive next week and make the live trade on XL Fleet next week. We might do it with calls. I would imagine that the calls are fairly inexpensive. But XL, one if you like it, two if you don't. Drop it in the chat. Let's see where everybody is at with that one, and then let's do one more ticker, CLF. I already know my answer on this one, Cleveland Cliffs. Chart is beautiful. I don't love industrials right now. So I am a two on Cleveland Cliffs. But again, if I had to pick one way or another, Cleveland Cliffs, I'm not a huge fan. So I am dropping the two in the chat. Where are you guys at with this one? Cleveland Cliffs, one if you like it, two if you don't. Out of all three of those, Uber, XL Fleet, Cleveland Cliffs, XL Fleet is probably my favorite. That Cleveland Cliffs chart does look great. But it's just not the right kind of exposure for me right now. We're getting a lot of ones for CLF in the chat. Okay, that sort of surprises me. I dig it. I'm looking over at some of these other symbols that we have here now. Yeah. We got Master of Stonks. Not a fan of any of them. Yeah, people like the Cleveland Cliffs. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it, guys. So there you have it. Three stocks, 3 minutes. We just ran through them. If you guys are just joining us, this is the Power Hour. This is the Trade Idea Show. I already gave one that I'm going to be putting on today, guys. It's Ford. I own the stock. I'm going to go ahead and sell calls against it at $14.50. Take a little bit of that credit. It's not like you get paid a ton, but I've been doing this every month. It's dropped my cost basis on Ford by $1 or $2 at this point. And the reason why I'm still holding on to the stock, and I have leap calls as well, is because I think EV has a shot at being the next hot thing. There's always the next hot thing in the market. Right now, we don't have one. I think that energy might get back going into the EV environment. And guys, we're going to talk about my one earnings trade, okay? We have one earnings trade that we've made thus far this earnings season. It's carparts.com. Ticker PRTS. It didn't disappoint. So I'm going to go ahead and bring David onto the stream. He's joined us a couple times now, COO over at Car Parts. David, what is going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, Luke? How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for coming back, joining us again. Very nice, clean aesthetic you have today. It's a different background, isn't it?
Absolutely. We switched it up just for you, man.
All right, there we go. I appreciate it. All right, you just reported. Give us the breakdown. I didn't do my homework, and our relationship is far enough along now that I can admit this. I haven't read the press release yet.
Yeah,
so
give me
the lowdown.
I'll give you the cliff notes. Monster quarter, record revenue, record profitability, biggest quarter in company's history, $157.5 million in sales, $8.3 million of adjusted EBITDA. It's the sixth consecutive quarter of year-over-year growth. We're up 114% in 2 years. So definitely some solid execution by the team.
On the sales side, what is the year-over-year growth, the percent?
32.5%.
Okay. And this is record quarter for sales for the whole company history or since your tenure?
No, company history. Record sales, record profit.
And the company's been around for a while. When were you founded again?
25 years ago.
Okay. All right. Very nice. And it looks like you put up positive EPS. Well, analysts were expecting a miss here per my trusty Benzinga Pro. So tell me what went into the quarter, right? You jumped from 144 million to 157 million quarter over quarter. It looks like the analysts actually expected your sales to drop from 144 million to 133 million quarter over quarter. What happened? Why was it so strong? And then tease us with a little bit of what's next, but we'll definitely get to the what's next.
Sure. So I'll tell you what went in. What went in is 2.5 years of focus and discipline and just execution by the team. It's 2.5 years of making investments. When we joined the company 2.5 years ago, we thought there was an opportunity to disrupt the space that hasn't gotten disrupted yet. And so what we did is we invested in supply chain, in logistics, in technology, in marketing, but most of all, in talent. We brought in the best of the best. We decided to build a world-class team, to build a multi-billion dollar business, and that's what we're doing. And right now, it's just the results of 2.5 years of pure execution, no distraction, just discipline.
All right, and let's talk about the thesis for a business for a second, because that's what sold me on this. I guess there's two things that sold me on the stock. One was the thesis for the business. The other one is the valuation. The valuation side, that's easy, right? That's just pure math. It's numbers. The multiples are ridiculously low. They were low when I first bought the stock. The multiples are still low, in my opinion. So I like the stock for that reason. The thesis for the business, which I think is interesting, and remind me of the stat if I get it wrong, but it was something like only 3% of car part sales are done online versus at retail locations. And that was the number that made my ears perk up and say, okay, this is one of those stocks that could be like a 4, 5, 10 bagger, so something along those lines. So I guess that's my slimmed down version of the thesis for the business. Can you just take us through it again?
Yeah, and I like it. And ultimately, I like the slimmed down version because it's easy to digest. You know, it's a $300 billion market out there. The number of cars on the road is rising every year. The average age of a car on the road is 12 years. But to your point, only 3 to 5% of the purchases for parts are made online. Now you compare that to furniture or apparel or electronics. You know, we're basically the last industry waiting to be disrupted. We're like the Blockbuster of auto parts.
Okay, there we go. And customers, your customer, I'm guessing, is the end retail customer. Do you have commercial customers as well, or is it all direct to consumer?
Yeah, most of it is do-it-yourself, so it's the end consumer. We do have a wholesale business that is growing. I definitely think it's an opportunity. We're definitely investing in do-it-for-me, but right now the bulk of it is DIY.
Okay. Let's talk about the car market as a whole. I just had an experience this past weekend. So I moved my brother from Miami, Florida, to a small town in the middle of Virginia with a population of 5,000. I think he's in for a little bit of culture shock, but that was the move that I made with him. And we spent one of the days, we wasted one of the days trying to find him a car to buy. We went both new, went to a couple dealerships. Inventory was non-existent, basically, especially for anything below, let's say, a $45,000 sticker price. And we looked used, too. We browsed online, and used car prices were absurdly high. So I guess give me a little bit more insight on the status of the car market as a whole. And then also, you know, if we are in sort of the shortage, car prices are high, et cetera, what does that mean for your business, if anything?
Yeah, it's not the first time I hear that kind of story. I'll tell you, new cars are selling at record prices. It's becoming sometimes even not affordable for the average consumer. Used cars are selling for more than the MSRP. So it's crazy. There is a lot of demand out there. What it means for us is it's great news because people are going to keep their cars longer. They're going to need to maintain them. They're going to need to repair them. And one of the best ways to do that is to go on our website and get the parts at half the price. Again, and you know that, I'll just reiterate it. We source directly from the factories in Asia. We bring them into our distribution centers. We ship them to the end consumer. So you get the same quality parts at half the price.
And are the parts branded carparts.com or are you using some other brands for them or how exactly does that work?
We have other trademarks. You know, one of the trademarks that we have is SureStop, for example.
And you own that? That's your...
Yes, okay. We own the trademark SureStop. It's our line of brakes. But we also have a really cool trademark, J.C. Whitney. It's a brand that was founded in 1915, really known for performance and accessories. Really cool brand. We're building that right now. But we do have a few trademarks, yes.
Okay, got it. And do you sell product on behalf of other companies as well? Or is it all you own the parts, you own the supply chain, you own the customer?
So that's a great question. So what we're trying to do is really leverage the supply chain, but ultimately it's to solve a customer problem, which means if the customer wants one of our brands, we'll carry that. If the customer wants another premium brand that we don't own, but that's what they need, we're going to carry that too. Okay. So we have a combination of both our private brands and other premium brands. And ultimately the key is get the customer back on the road.
Okay. And what's the mix of the business? What's the sales mix between your fully owned brands and other brands?
It's 86% our own brands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and 14% other premium brands.
Okay, so it's pretty much a fully vertically integrated company at
that point. That's the goal, and that's what we've been working on for the last 2.5 years.
Okay, and then let me ask you this one too, right? Carparts.com, you got the .com in there. It's an online shopping experience. How are you getting your user base to the website? And let me ask this one too. Maybe this is the question I should have asked first. Is the increase in sales coming from mostly from new customers, or is it existing customers giving you more share of wallet?
It's a combination of both. You know, right now, if you look at our sales, about a third is from repeat customers, and it's coming from different places. It's coming from more traffic, from us investing in customer experience and having better search and having a better website and better customer service. But it's also coming from additional capacity. It's coming from us opening more fulfillment center, stocking more inventory, and getting into a deeper assortment. So historically, we've been big on collision and replacement. Now we're making a big push into mechanical parts and also EV and hybrid parts.
Okay, and let's get to the EV in a second here. But going back to new customer acquisition, like is it mostly a paid model, like where you're paying for traffic to come to the site, and then it's your job as a business operator to lock in that customer? Is it like a Google search optimization play? I mean, what are those primary channels through which new customers are finding you guys?
So it's a great question because it's everything. It's paid, it's organic, it's direct, it's brand awareness. We're doing a big push on upper funnel marketing. We're doing NASCAR sponsorship, professional fight league, major fishing league, YouTube, influencer media. Like, we're doing a lot of stuff. And what we're trying to do is optimize each channel independently. You know, different shoppers shop differently. And what we're trying to do is build an experience and a funnel to capture all these customers. But ultimately, it ends up in being like a holistic customer experience that has to be outstanding.
Okay, got it. And shout out to Quentin in the chat. I'll read this one off. It said, I love car parts. I own a car lot. Spent a ton of money there. Thank you for a great product.
Boom. Thank you, Quentin.
There we go. We got an air horn on that one. All right. There we go. Okay. All right. So David, now let me hit you with the hard one. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the hard direct question. So I own the stock. I've been in it for a while. I'm up 40% or something like that on the shares that I own. We have the 8% pop today. You know, what's the reason to stick with it? Like, get me fired up about the future versus me saying, I want to take the 40% that I've made on the stock and run.
Sure. I mean, it applies to me too, because I own the stock too.
And okay. Oh, you do? Okay.
Of course. And I have a long-term vision. I think what we try to focus on is really building an exceptional business that we'll be proud to own a decade from now. So over the next 10 years, what you can expect to see is more fulfillment centers to get closer to the customer, is a wider assortment as we get into more mechanical parts, both private brands and premium brands, performance and accessories, DIY, do it yourself, do it for me. You're going to see more inventory, more parts, more customers. And I got to tell you, Luke, we're just getting started.
Awesome. All right. I love it. So you're going to scale. And you talk about the fulfillment centers a lot. That's a part I don't totally get. What's the point of the fulfillment centers? Is that so it's that way when customers order, the product gets to them faster? Or I know you guys spend a lot of energy on the supply chain and on the fulfillment centers.
Yes, we spend a ton of energy because we see ourselves, as much as we are a technology and marketing company, we're a supply chain company. And what it means for us is vertically integrated supply chain. Everything from sourcing to fulfillment. We're controlling our own destiny. And you could see it right now. Actually, having our own fulfillment center helps a lot. There's marketplaces out there that don't control the experience. They don't control the inventory. And when people run out of inventory, they run out of customers.
Okay.
So for us, we control the whole flow.
Okay. All right. I get it. That makes sense. And then let's, I have two more questions. I don't know how much time you have for us today, but I have two more questions that I'm dying to ask. First sure. one, EV, right? There's a lot of naysayers about, you know, used car parts, car parts business, used cars in general, maintenance businesses with EV, basically saying EVs don't need maintenance or they need less or something along those lines. I'm not super educated on the topic, but I know it's a criticism I've heard. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Sure. That's a big misconception about our business and EVs in general. 90% of what we sell is agnostic to the powertrain. Like, EV is still a car. You still need mirrors, lights, bumper covers. You still have steering, suspension, brakes. For us, we see it as a huge opportunity. Now, EVs are here to stay. In 10 years, there's going to be more of them. In 20 years, the car park is going to be full of EVs. And we think that if you think a decade ahead, you make the investments today, and you're going to rip the benefits for the next 20 years. So EVs are here to stay, and it's a big opportunity for us.
All right. And then the other question that I was dying to ask, and you get a couple of people in the chat saying, yeah, they were wondering about that EV question too. And David, people are liking what you're saying. I'm seeing the viewership numbers keep trickling higher. So this is good. But do you, favorite car that you own or a dream car? Do you have one?
Sure. Yeah. Dream car, Mustang Bullitt, Steve McQueen version.
Okay. There we go. Yes. I am all about that. Shout out to Troy. I don't know if you can see. No, you can't really see behind me. But if the camera were pointed up a little bit, you'd get General Motors headquarters. And if I could throw a baseball really far, I could hit Ford's headquarters too. So we're obviously big auto people here in Detroit. Let me ask you one more. In terms of upcoming catalysts, things that investors should be looking out for, what's the next item that we should have on our calendar or be paying attention to you guys for?
Yeah, three things. Number one, more fulfillment center. So we're expanding our Texas footprint. We're opening in Florida. Number two, wider assortment, more mechanical parts. Number three, EVs, more EV and hybrid parts.
Okay, awesome. I like it, David. Any final words of wisdom? Anything we didn't get to that we should definitely talk about?
Yes, my final word of wisdom is a hashtag, PRTS to the moon.
There we go, PRTS to the moon. I love it. David, appreciate you coming on, giving us the update, giving us the rundown. Congratulations on the monster quarter, guys. David, let's hit through the numbers one more time. You know, you said record sales for the company, 32%, I believe, year over year growth, 100% sales growth over the previous 2 years. You had some nice EBITDA generation. So all around awesome quarter. Thank you for coming on for us and in a few chatters that our customers are appreciative of the service you provide.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So there you have it. There's PRTS, carparts.com. Happy Muhammad. He knew that David was going to say car parts to the moon at the beginning of the show. I saw that chat fly in there. That's good. I own the stock. I'm going to keep with the stock. Again, there's two reasons. Whenever I buy any stock, I need to have two things. I need to have one, a story. Two, I need to have a valuation. I think this is a company that brings both the story side of things. I sort of look at it similar to the industry that I'm in, which is stock market finance, et cetera. It was an industry that was slow to adapt to an internet age, slow to adapt to a mobile age, et cetera. Car parts absolutely is the same case there. Valuation, I mean, if you look at the multiples, guys, the stock is dirt cheap. Let's do a quick number crunch. I mean, the market cap is around $900 million market cap, guys. Lock in that number in your minds. Most recent quarter, they put up $157 million of sales. So if we annualize that sales, that's going to give us about $600 million or so, market cap of $900 million. So stock is trading at what, like 1.4 times sales? I mean, it's a pretty damn cheap stock, especially with that growth profile, especially with that story behind it. Carparts.com, I like it. I'm sticking with it. We are going to have an earnings trade next week. So if you guys are not subscribed to the channel, hit that smash button. Right now, we're 1-for-1 on our earnings trades. We're going to have one next week, and we're going to have one the week after. Hopefully, we'll bag them 3 out of 3. Last quarter, I think we nailed the earnings trades 3 out of 3. We're going to try to keep it going a second quarter in a row. And again, a nice little breakout on that carparts.com as well. So there we go. All right, guys. Next up, let's go ahead and let's hit our crypto update. I'm loading up our heat map now. Bear with me. There we go. All right. Crypto update. Benzinga.com/cryptocurrency. It looks like we're running into some issues. There we go. All right. There you have it. We are looking green in the crypto markets today. And let me remind you guys that today's episode of the Power Hour is brought to us by Voyager Digital. Voyager Digital is a crypto brokerage, not exchange. What does that mean? This is important for all of us who are active traders and investors. It means that they connect to several exchanges, like I believe over a dozen now, to give you the best price. Right. If we know about the crypto market, we know that these cryptos trade on various exchanges.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Exchanges have slightly different prices. Like if you're looking at Bitcoin on one exchange versus another, it could be a couple $100 difference between the price that you're getting quoted there. Because Voyager is agnostic to the exchange that they're executing your trade on, you're getting the best fill. That's why what I think makes Voyager an especially compelling company. They are the sponsor of our show. Big air horn for Voyager there. Bitcoin, what have I been saying all week? The price to hold, my price, 40K. So if we can hold 40K, we're going to have a nice clean run up to 44. 44,000, that's where our 200 moving average comes into play. That could be the next selling point. So we're holding 40. I expect that my opinion is that we're going to have a run to 44. And so let's drop this one out to the chat, guys. Where do you think BTC gets by the end of the weekend? 44 is the mine that I have locked in that it gets to at the end of the weekend. 44K. on Bitcoin. Whole market looks green today. I like it. Somebody's in the chat is saying, what's the best platform to buy crypto? I'm telling you guys, Voyager Digital. And let me tell you why, Chris Hill, asking where you should buy your crypto. Voyager Digital has a special offer for viewers of the show. You deposit $100, you make your first trade, and Voyager is going to give you $50 worth of Bitcoin. All you have to do is use code ZING, Z-I-N-G, Zulu, India, November, Golf, code ZING. Voyager Digital, you deposit $100, you make a trade, you get $50 of Bitcoin. So basically that means is when you make your first crypto trade, you can be wrong by 50% before you actually get hit on the stock, okay? Pretty damn compelling. So go ahead, check out Voyager Digital, guys. They are the sponsors of our show, one of the best damn platforms out there. I am a customer. Maybe one day we'll look at my crypto portfolio. I have the best performing crypto portfolio on the market. I almost guarantee. Okay, over the past 3 months, I wish Spencer Israel were here. Because I can get Spencer Israel fired up more than anybody I know. I need to take him through my crypto portfolio. But there it is, guys. And shout out to Damon in the chat, Voyager user. Let's go, Damon. Appreciate you. All right, guys. Let's keep it clipping. This is the Power Hour. This is the Trade Idea Show. We are now just over our halfway point, guys. We talked about Ford. I'm running out of breath. I think I need to hit the treadmill a little more. We talked about Ford. We talked about CarParts.com. We did three stocks, 3 minutes. Of the three stocks, 3 minutes, XL Fleet. That was my favorite. It looks like CLF was the favorite of the group. And let's talk about Wish. And what's the code again? Somebody needs the code. It's ZING, Z-I-N-G. Happy Mohammed, always coming through for the chatters. I appreciate you, Happy Mohammed. Somebody's asking about any update on the presidential ring. So I'm going to ask you guys. Do you guys know what Hex here is talking about with regard to the presidential rings? I'll give it a minute, and then I'll start typing in some clues. Presidential rings, something that we've been talking about on this show over the past 2 weeks. All right, I'm going to cut us over to our favorite online reseller of crack pipes. That's going to be Wish.com. Here's the stock, ticker WISH, Whiskey India Sandy Hotel, WISH, Wish.com. If you guys have not done yourselves the honor of browsing through Wish.com, again, I dub this site our favorite online reseller of crack pipes. It is a public company. I load the homepage. What is literally the first product that it pops up? A lot of crack pipes that over 10,000 people have bought. Maybe a problem. Okay. So what do we do? I'm a hater on Wish stock, ticker WISH. I think there's no reason to buy the stock. I remember, guys, whenever I'm buying a stock, I need a story. Two, I need valuation. I think that there's no story on this one, and I also think the valuation sucks, okay? That's why I've been a hater on this stock. That said, before I just come out and hate on everything, like Spencer Israel does every single day, guys, Spencer Israel, biggest hater that we have. He was supposed to take over the show at 12:30. 12:36, nowhere to be found. Producer AB, gone. Jason, gone. Summer Fridays, I guess. Okay? But before I'm a hater on everything, like Spencer Israel, am I bitter? Yes. I said, let's do a channel check on Wish.com. Once again, our favorite online reseller of crack pipes. So what did we do? We actually placed a handful of orders. I'll show you guys what we bought. Let's see if we can do it in the shopping cart. There we go. You recently bought, I can't even figure out what I bought. I might have to go to all right, I'm going to load up my email. You guys might see some emails that we shouldn't have. But on Wish.com, we made two purchases. We bought a Donald Trump 18 karat gold ring for producer AB. And then we also bought a Barack Obama 18 karat gold ring for producer AB. We don't know which way, you know, producer AB goes. So we went ahead and we bought both. Both purchases were $2. So here's the Donald Trump gold ring that we bought for producer AB. And here is the Barack Obama gold ring that we bought for producer AB. We asked in the chat, when are these rings going to come? Okay, they're coming from China. $2, 18 karat gold ring. All right. The median guess was that it would take about a month to get here. If we go ahead and we look at when the orders were placed, your wish order confirmation, we see the date up here, July 23rd. That's when we placed them. Okay. So July 23rd, it's now the 6th. How long has that been? I think this is the third week that we're sitting here waiting for our $2 gold rings. I'm sorry, second week. So we're 2 weeks in. If the chat is accurate with their assessment of wish.com and when we'll actually get the products, you have 2 more weeks to wait. Maybe we'll see. If the rings are of high quality, and you know, maybe it's a product that I see producer AB walking around with every single day. You know, maybe we'll just go ahead and leave the rings, or maybe we'll go ahead and get long wish. Right now, I'm a hater on the stock. Let's do the channel check. Let's see the product. Let's see the shipping time before I go ahead and short it. But if the user experience is bad, I think the story is bad, the valuation is bad, we're going to go ahead and take a crack at wish.com on the short side, all right? So that's the move there, guys. That's the update on wish.com. What did shipping cost? I think that shipping was about $4. I think, like, total investment into each ring was about $6, okay? Will it turn his fingers green? I sort of hope so. Yeah, we don't know which way producer AB goes. He might be a switch hitter. So that's just yet to be determined. All right, guys. So there's our update on wish.com. And I'm going to drop this one in the chat, guys. Again, the company name, the symbol, it's Context Logic. The ticker, WISH. Obviously, it was a high flyer for quite a while. Here's the one-year chart. The stock got as high as 32. We're down to 980. If you guys like wish.com, drop me a one in the chat. If you don't like the stock, give me the two. I want to see where everybody is at with this thing. Producer AB is going to go find Spencer Israel for me. So there we go, guys. If you like Wish, drop the one in the chat. If not, go ahead and drop me the two.
What's up?
We're just looking for you, you know.
I'm here.
I'm running out of Red Bull. You know, not bitter, guys, not bitter. Just a reminder. And nobody likes wish.com. Everybody's got two on wish.com. All right. Yeah, nobody likes the stock. Somebody's got a negative 73. Somebody's got a 22. Those are both very bearish ratings. Those are technical numbers, okay? All right, so there's our move, guys. Recapping you, if you're just joining us, this is the Power Hour. This is the Trade Idea Show. We talked about the trade that we're making on Ford. Talked about carparts.com. We did 3 stocks, 3 minutes. The 3 stocks were Uber, XL Fleet, and CLF. XL was my favorite of the batch. We didn't buy it. We're going to add it next week. Yeah, and SolarUp, he's bringing up a good point. He's saying, what is the margin on shipping a ring from China for $6? That's why I think the valuation on this company sucks. They don't make any money, guys. Let's look at the financial statements. God, I'm on my rant shit today. I'm like, this must be how Spencer Israel feels every day, just bitter. So all right, total revenue, wish.com, $772 million. Net income, negative $128 million. There is no margins in this business, guys. I'm telling you. All right. It's a tough story to get behind. All right. There he is. Spencer, what's going on, man?
What's up? What's up? Happy Friday, Luke. What's up?
Nothing. It's just like, you know, a summer Friday afternoon. I'm here by myself.
Yeah.
Jason, no show. Producer AB, no show.
Wait.
Spencer Israel, no show.
Did we do a crypto update? I'm just checking.
Ask the chat, Spencer. Ask the chat.
Okay. Did we talk about Spirit Airlines?
Nope.
You heard about this, right? How they canceled half their flights?
No.
Yeah. Half of their flights. One in the chat, if you have had a flight canceled by Spirit in the last like 3 or 4 days, because they've canceled 1,700 flights since the weekend.
Why?
Christian Gallagher says, yes, he has. Why? Because, let's see, they blamed the weather, they blamed staffing shortages, and they blamed technology issues. It's chaos.
That's all bullshit.
It's chaos. See, ACK knows. ACK
knows. Let's read through that headline. It's none of that bullshit, okay? That's called margin control. As somebody who operates a business, I'm telling you guys, that's called margin control.
Margin control.
Somebody's going to beat numbers next quarter. They're not giving out refunds on those flights. Your shit got canceled, and they're going to let you rebook it at some time in the future when it's better for them. That's what the read between the lines is there.
I'm supposed to fly Spirit, I think, in a month, so maybe I should check on that. But
where are you going?
I'm going to New Jersey, Jersey Shore. So anyway,
how come you never invite me anywhere?
You don't invite me? What do you mean?
I don't like you go to New Jersey, the armpit of America.
That's right. Yeah, Spirit is a train wreck, though. I mean, come on. The thing is, like, this kind of headline doesn't move the stock, but still, does anybody really want to own Spirit? Sorry, Spirit.
All right, we did it.
Oh no! Wait, I wasn't paying attention. You just shorted or you bought it?
We're long, baby. We stay filled.
Oh geez. Oh boy.
Margin control. They're gonna beat numbers. They're doing it for a reason. Okay.
Oh boy.
Let's go. Like, it's not gonna hurt their bookings, dude. Their flights are so much cheaper than anybody. What's next? American? It's like what, 20% cheaper than American? It's not gonna hurt bookings and save them costs. No brainer trade. It's not a no brainer trade. Let's be real. I have no thesis on this. I'm just tired.
You know what the craziest thing about Spirit is? Is like everybody hates them, and yet they use them. Is there another?
Yes, exactly. It's the only brand in the whole world.
Is there another product or service where everyone? No. Maybe Comcast. Maybe Comcast. It's like we hate Comcast, but they have a monopoly or That's a duopoly, it. Right?
Spirit Airlines is like cigarette companies in the 50s. You may not like what they're doing, but people are fucking hooked.
That's it. That's it. Marlboro in the 60s. That's right.
Yeah. You got I'm hitting it long, baby. Let's go.
Oh no.
There's no thesis here. Other than the stock is resting on some support. So hopefully we get a little bump there. Okay. Yeah, that's a good clip. Spirit is like a cigarette in the 50s. All right, Spencer. You didn't invite me to New Jersey. I'm gonna invite you to something.
Oh, okay. Is it the Benzinga FinTech Awards, or is it the Benzinga Cannabis Conference, Capital Conference?
Better. What are you doing at 8 p.m. tonight?
Oh, nothing, I don't think. Why?
Okay. I'm going to invite you to something. Movie premiere tonight, baby. Detroit shot movie, Detroit cast. Boy Antoine over at the gym. You know Antoine?
Yeah, I know Antoine, yeah.
He's the lead in a movie premiering tonight. And so 8 Wait, p.m. if you want to go, I'm going.
Oh, that's
he shot cool. This a year ago. It's like a decent sized movie. It's going to be on Netflix and it's going to be on Hulu.
Oh, shoot.
Sure, premiering tonight, red carpet, whole deal.
That's pretty cool.
If you want to go, let me know.
Okay.
I need to get to New Jersey. Did you go to camp growing up, Spencer? I'm going to guess yes.
Yeah, dude, I'm a Jew from the Northeast. We all went to camp.
I didn't get to go to camp. You guys went to summer camp in the when you were children. Sleepaway camp. Drop me the two.
You know what? This is high time for revenge. Raz put my number out on the stream.
Let's go.
Right? I got random phone calls. Jason's number. I won't put it on screen. I'll put it in chat, though. If I'm not in here on Monday, it means I got fired for this.
Yeah. And again, guys. Shoot him a tweet. Say congratulations. Again, he makes every rising moment of Spencer's, Aaron Thomas, Aaron Bree.
Send him a congratulations text.
A true joy.
That is his real number. Oh, there wait. It is. No, it's not. I'm missing a digit. No.
Classic Spencer is
wait, I'm missing a digit on that one. Hold on.
All right.
Not his real number. Wait. I missed one. Hold on.
How many years of Benzinga for me? 8.5. 109.
Okay, that's his real number. That's his real number. The second one is his real number.
All right. Spencer, any final thoughts for the day? And then I'll recap the show.
Well, let's see. I wanted to mention Spirit, which we did. I wanted to talk about Robinhood,
I'm a dumbass. I'm a jackass for not trading Hood. I talked about it on the show 2 days in a row. Said I think Robinhood looks interesting. Never hit it. When I make trades, I do them live on the show, guys. So you see it. I either explicitly say I made it or I do it live. Said it looked interesting. So sort of similar site that I have with XL Fleet right now. I think it's interesting. I didn't hit it yet.
They don't know. They don't believe me that that's Jason's real number. I promise you. I promise you that it's a real number. It doesn't look real, but it is real. I swear.
I'll put his actual number in the chat. Call that one and say congratulations.
I just did.
I just put his real number in the chat. Call that one. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So there you go.
Anyway, I'm just right, watching.
Final thoughts, Spencer.
Yeah, final thoughts.
We're selling calls. Carparts.com, ticker PRTS. Let's do a price check. It was getting a nice run while David was on with us. Let's add my screen back. PRTS. We like it. We own the stock. We're going to keep owning the stock. Up 12%, baby. I make one earnings trade. One for one. Let's go. Wish, still a hater of. XL Fleet, I like, not in it yet. And then Save, Spirit Airlines, I just hit that long. It's resting on support. Hopefully that'll be a nice swing trade for next.
Do we have anybody who's long Airbnb with me?
No.
No? Just me? Okay. I know like everyone seems to be long SoFi. I'm just wondering about Airbnb as well.
I think it's tough to be long the brokerages right now.
I don't look at SoFi that way. Yes, they do investing, but it's so much more than that. So, I mean, it's basically a bank at this point.
Tiger, I'm in. Not for long. I don't know. Tiger's dead money. I need to clear that out. All right. Happy Friday, guys. Happy trading.
Okay.
What's up next, Spencer?
You're free to hop off. Get technical with Neil Hamilton. Hey, look. Hey, it's Rohan. What's up, Rohan?
What up?
Get technical this week.
Do you guys start without me?
We've been here for like an hour, almost.
What time is it?
It's 12:53. Do you wear a watch? Do you have a watch?
Yeah.
Why does it say Rohan?
Oh. Spencer is real. Just kidding.
Producer AB
let me read this comment from Solar Up. Okay. I remember the day Jason gave out Spencer's number. Jason chewed me out when I told him he shouldn't do that. He said Spencer should quit if he didn't want his number published. Well, there we go. The shoe is on the other foot. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, but if you do want Spencer's number, let me know. I'll sell it to you for a very cheap price. I'm thinking $5, quick Venmo. I'll give you Spencer's number. I don't even know if I have Spencer's real number. I think Spencer might have given me like a work phone and he has a personal number he's hiding from me. But I'm not sure.
No comment on the work phone. Hashtag contact lens Fridays. I'm trying to start that movement. Okay. Anyway, let's just, is Neil coming on in 5 minutes? He is, right?
Yeah, that should be the.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Okay, so just to be serious for just a second, I am looking at what's up, what's down here. Oh, a lot's happened. Yeah, interesting. A lot's happened. Healthcare are not nearly as weak now as it was when I last looked at my charts up like an hour ago. Well, where's my Benzinga Pro? Pull up my Pro, get my charts up on the screen. Look at the XLV. Let's zoom in on here. We are coming back. That was your laggard of the day. Okay, was healthcare not and we're only down 0.33%, and that's your biggest loser. That's not terrible. I guess the Nasdaq is down. I guess tech is down, right? Yeah, tech is still down 0.5%. How are the Qs doing? Yeah, okay. Everything is going to go to all time highs, and by everything I mean the SPY. We're at all time highs.
Oh man. Crusher saying Shapiro Fridays. We've been over this. I don't like it. We need to cut that out. Nip that in the butt. Is it nip it in the butt or bud? Like B-U-D? Oh.
I think it's bud.
Oh, speaking of like, speaking of phrases that are oftenly mispronounced or miss.
Yeah. Oftenly. Yes. What is it?
Yeah. Oftenly is not a word, is it?
No.
You the other day said mute point, M-U-T-E, but it's really moot.
It's moot.
M-O-O-T.
I apologize. Hey, does anyone want to see? We're currently debating if we want to do like a beer chugging thing at four, because it is International Beer Day. Shout out Pat. Shout out Sam. We're debating whether we want to do like a chugging thing. Mitch wants to. I really don't want to do anything like that. But let's throw it out there to the nation if they want to see some like beer drinking, because we do have a beer special. We're doing beer trivia at 3 o'clock. We're doing and then a beer special money match at 4 o'clock, and you should all come share a drink with us at four. I know Chris K has a lot of beer thoughts, so we're gonna get all those beer save your beer takes for 4 o'clock. We're gonna get them all out there, and we'll talk about beer for a few minutes because it is International Beer Day. So happy beer day, everyone. I don't know. I'm not really a fan of that. Like, it's just, it seems like, I don't know, just low bar.
I mean, if there was ever a day to do it, it'd be today, right?
Yeah. You know what we did? I wish we had filmed it, but literally like a week or two before COVID last year, we did a hot wing eating contest like at the office, and like everybody participated. We had like 50 people do it. But we didn't film it at all. So maybe we should just do it again.
No, wait, a hot wing eating contest, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
We should. Was it like a Hot Ones-esque type thing, or was it just like a how many you can eat in a short period of time?
No, it was a Hot Ones type thing. We had like a lot of people did it. It was on like a Friday. Again, literally it was like a week or two before COVID last year.
What an idea that was. I forget the guy's name that does hot wings, but I mean, he's really solidified himself like a great spot in YouTube, and he gets great interviews to just eat hot wings. Like, it's amazing.
Sean something.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was like a music journalist before that. Like, he covered artists and albums and stuff, but I mean, really
Sean Evans,
just fascinating how he's able to establish a career off a hot wing show, but power to him. I'm getting a comment from one of our Benzinga Pro members, or not members, admins. In the BZTV chat, someone asked, is MVST a good buy or no?
Oh my gosh. Okay. What is going on with, okay, we talked about this morning. I asked the chat, what's going on? The chat told me Adam Jonas, who, if you don't know Adam Jonas, he's a, as far as analysts go, he's pretty well known. He's probably the most well known analyst on Wall Street, only because of his, he has some hot takes about Tesla and other high flying companies. So I guess he came out and put a $6 price target on MVST a couple of days ago. Okay, so
this, a short report, just a low price target.
Not a short report. It's just a bearish research note with a price target of $6. So you know, traders and their infinite wisdom have decided to give him the finger and rip it up to 12. So is it a good buy? Whoever asked that question, here's what I will tell you. It is only a good buy if you have an out, if you have a plan to sell. It's a good buy anywhere if you have a plan to sell. So, for example, today, right now we're at 11.58. The high of the day was what? 13.35. What was the low of the day? 11.05. If it were me, I would buy it, and I would sell it if it got to, and let's see, I'd probably sell if it got to yesterday's close. Yesterday's close was 10:46. So if I bought it here, and I'm not going to, but if I did, I would sell at 10:40. I would sell a dollar away from here. That's what
we're getting some color from Chris Kaje in the chat. Shout out Chrisopedia. MVST battery play partnership with Oshkosh ahead of other battery startups. $6 price target from Jonas. Now short squeeze. Kramer mentioned on air yesterday too. I mean, look, I kind of like it, Spencer, up until that previous Where's that resistance at? $15.
That right there?
Yeah, around $15. So it's on that uptrend. I think we could easily see it hit there, hit back up there, and then come back down. I'm not saying go rush out and buy it right here. But we've said it before. We'll say it again. The trend is your friend. So we see three daily candles in a row.
Again, it is only a good buy if you know when you're going to cut your losses.
So I would say if you do buy it, set a stop loss, a tight stop loss, considering the stock has been moving. It could definitely come back down from here too. But I mean, I say go for it, whoever asked about it.
And then so Cole Pinder said Adam Jonas. You know what the thing about Adam Jonas, and I said this morning as well, is he puts out these notes, and these notes will have three different targets. They'll have a bear case, a base case, and a bull case. So he's never wrong, basically, because he can always say, oh, well, my bear case said this or my bull case said that. But I think it's silly. And how does Chrisopedia come in with knowledge on the fly like that? The guy is a machine.
He's just a house of knowledge. That it's as simple as that. Is Adam Jonas a Jonas brother?
Is he a Jonas brother? No. But a fun fact, the Jonas brothers are from New Jersey, if you didn't know. We're done. I'm done.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.